Hey, bud, how's Z-Van doing?
He's cool. Mostly sleeping. I'm more worried about what's going on outside.
I hear you. I haven't been in too many riots, but this sure looks like one.
Not sure we should get that. What if they're looking for the general?
Well, just tell him he's not here.
It's me, Samuel.
Sam? Open the door.
Get in here, man.
Judd, Vinyl, you must leave now.
What's going on?
The crowd killed the general and Jamal.
What?
Why kill them? Carpathia says that Christians are off limits during the gala.
Carpathia is dead. Leon Fortunato changed the order.
That's not good.
Judd, snap out of it. We gotta get Z-Van and go before they figure out this is the general's house.
Z-Van?
Where do we go?
Z-Van may know where we can hide out. Let's go ask him.
Right.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 53, 3 Days Dead.
That mob is ramping up by the second.
So Z-Van, when can we expect this friend of yours to get here?
He'll be here soon. Don't sweat it.
And he's Mr. Reliable?
Weston is my right-hand man. He'll make sure everything's gravy. Look, you kids can stay in my hotel suite till things cool off here.
Appreciate it.
Hey. You guys saved my life. I say I still owe you one or two. Just let me know if there's anything you need.
Flight to Chicago.
Done.
Wow, that would be great.
What about you, kid? Are you coming with?
You're really him?
Him who?
I used to have all your CDs.
Your father let you have them?
He didn't know.
What's used to? And what's all that about, huh?
Have you...
No, not yet. Not sure quite what would happen.
I understand.
Well, I don't. Dude, drop the secret code talk, will ya? You want a ride or not?
I've decided to stay here. I'm a Jew. This is where I need to be.
Are you sure?
I thought you wanted to come back with us.
I've thought about it a lot. I think this is the right decision.
Whatever, kid. Look, the car just pulled up out back. Grab whatever you're taking with.
That's the biggest SUV I ever seen.
Subtlety ain't my bag, little man. Now, come on, carry me out of here.
You know, just between you and me, I'm worried about Charlie and the Murrays.
Why?
We got another email from Natalie. She said that the GC found the satellite truck we left at the Murrays' farm.
Yeah, I can see why that could be a source of concern.
They told them that someone dumped it on their property and that it doesn't work.
Well, did the GC buy it?
Natalie says they convinced them, but that still smells like trouble to me.
Yeah, me too. Can we get a hold of the Murrays?
They didn't give us an email address. We have their phone number.
But Mark's got the phone. I don't want to tip him off that I'm worried.
Why not?
I don't think he trusts me with stuff.
I guess I don't see that.
I didn't expect you to.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I'm just saying I don't think he's willing to let me lead that much.
Well, I seriously think you've read him wrong.
Well, I hope you're right. Either way, I still don't want to use our phone to call Charlie.
I might be able to help you there.
With what?
Try this phone.
Oh, where'd that come from?
It was my dad's. He kept it for emergencies.
Is the battery any good?
It recharged when the generator came on.
Does it use GC frequencies?
I don't know. Maybe, but they might not suspect it if we only use it once.
Huh. Weston, this is... What's your name again?
Judd.
Dog.
What? What's the point? I got a name. I'm gonna use it.
Whatever.
Weston Jakes. You can call me Weston or Jakes. I answer to both.
I'm... Lionel.
You don't sound so sure.
I'm just kind of wondering about the future and us, you know?
You want to go home? I'm gonna get you home.
You want me to call and get the plane ready?
Right on, brother.
Any chance I can email my friends, let them know we're coming?
I got a laptop back at the hotel.
So, we got a few hundred bucks left from the gold coins we found. That'll buy us some groceries, but
Not for long.
There's still plenty of non-perishable food here.
We can't live on ramen noodles forever.
I say we buy a couple of cases of Twinkies. Those things last forever.
Hey, guys. There's an email from your friend Lionel.
Really?
Ah.
Yeah, I was reading the underground page when it came in.
What does it say?
Well, I didn't read it. I figured it might be personal or something.
Huh. Let me...
All right, already. Come on. What's he say?
Hang on. I'm reading. They're coming home!
Oh, when?
Well, he doesn't say exactly. He just says that they found someone to fly them back.
Oh, well, very cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Man, I never thought I'd be glad to be flying again.
Don't worry. Wes is the best pilot I've ever used.
It only takes one accident.
It'll be fine.
Help me get my leg propped up. Okay. Thanks. You guys want a drink? Got vodka, tequila, 12-year-old scotch.
I never drink when I fly.
Is he for real?
He's just joking with you, man. He never drinks.
Something tells me you don't either.
Nope.
Well, you Boy Scouts mind if I do?
Not sure we could stop you.
After so long without a drink, no way. Oh, yeah.
It smells like cologne.
Tastes like gold.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm still trying to figure out what you guys are up to.
What makes you think we're up to something?
Oh, those weird dudes in that house. The ones with long hair looking like those freaks at the Wailing Wall.
Let's see, they got long hair, so we're up to something. You looked in a mirror lately?
No, it's not that, man. This whole squeaky clean thing, it's making me nervous.
Okay, so what is it we're up to?
I think I know, but I'd rather hear you say it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Here goes. We're believers in Jesus Christ.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's serious.
You guys seem pretty smart. How'd they hoodwink you into that deal?
Nobody hoodwinked us. We made a choice. One we feel pretty good about, too.
Oh, man. This is gonna look great at the press conference. World famous singer kidnapped by religious fanatics.
Okay. A, there's no kidnapping taking place. We're in your plane, remember? And two, Judd saved your life.
And now you want to save my soul?
No, that's God's job.
Yeah, well, my God just got shot.
Yeah? You want to know a secret?
Sure.
Carpathia, your God, he's not going to stay dead.
What?
Sucking air again real soon.
You're crazy. Carpathia's dead as disco.
What are you going to say if we're right?
Right now, I'd say you Boy Scouts have done more drugs than I have.
It's gonna happen. And when it does, points for us. And even more points for the Bible. Because that's where we're getting our info from.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see, won't we?
What do you mean by that?
There's been a change of plan. We're not flying back to the States just yet.
What?
We're making a little detour. To New Babylon.
I don't believe you're even thinking about this.
I just want to make sure Charlie is all right.
So you're going to call him on this phone that may not be secure?
I knew I shouldn't even have mentioned this to you.
Well, I'm glad you did. Maybe I can talk some sense into
you. Mark, I'm worried about them. Charlie, the Murrays. If the GC don't believe it, they just stumbled on the truck,
dumped on their lot. If they don't believe it, there's nothing we can do. Maybe you should just trust God a little bit more.
What is that supposed to mean?
Charlie believed that staying with the Murrays was what God wanted him to do. So who are we to say differently?
Well, I just... I don't...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anything yet?
I haven't checked email for a while. Hang on. You okay?
Mark just bawled me out about wanting to call Charlie. He thinks it's a bad idea.
Well, maybe they've emailed. Nope, it doesn't look like it. There's another one from your friend Anne.
Oh, let me have a look. No info on C and the M's. I've been assigned to a desk. I think they don't trust me. We'll keep you posted on any news. By the way, the bird is fine.
The bird?
Phoenix.
The dog?
Yes, the dog.
That's good at least, right?
That's something.
Hey,
digs you got here.
They usually take pretty good care of the Z.
Courtesy of the global community, boys. You can crash in that room over there.
Dibs on the shower.
Any chance you can dig us up some local duds? I've been wearing the same trousers for a while.
I'll take care of it.
If you guys are going to be running up the expense account, I think you ought to come with and pay some respect.
Respect to what?
Carpathia. They told me that his body's going to be lying in state in the palace courtyard. I think you ought to go with me to see him.
Come on, man. You know he ain't in his camp.
Then do it for me.
All right. I suppose we can do that.
Yeah, okay. Who knows what we may see there?
After that, I gotta disappear for a few minutes to write a song. There's gonna be a funeral program, and they're looking for something original for the Big C.
I suppose Highway to Hell is out of the question?
I can't believe you've been holding out on us for so long.
What do you mean?
Well, you should have told us about this place a long time ago.
I didn't know you all well enough to bring you here.
Right. Well, you said it had bad memories associated with it.
Yeah. I guess that's closer to the truth.
Well, still, it's a nice place.
So, what do you think's gonna happen?
Happen when? You mean with Carpathia and stuff?
I was thinking about us. What's gonna happen with us?
Oh.
I mean, we've only got 3.5 years left. Is it worth it? You know, getting into a relationship?
I really don't know.
I mean, I'm not even going to be 21 yet when Jesus comes back. I kind of always thought I'd fall in love and get married and have a family.
Yeah.
No way that's going to happen now.
Well, you don't know that.
It's a pretty safe bet.
So, are you saying you don't want to...
date?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I guess I'd like to. Maybe we should just, you know, wait and see. I mean, it is a weird situation here. Everybody's sort of living in the same house and stuff.
I think everybody could deal with it okay.
I know, that's cool. I just don't want you to think that I don't like you.
No, I think you've been pretty clear about that.
Really? I wasn't sure.
Do you always go around trying to kiss girls you don't like?
Oh, I see. I tried to kiss you. That's not how I remember it.
Really? So how do you remember it?
I think it was more like this.
Yeah, I think it was a lot like that.
See how this works here, boys? The guy in the wheelchair gets into the special line.
Special meaning short.
You're welcome.
Good thing, too. This crowd is huge.
Guy like the potentate, you don't mess around. You pay your last respects.
Better hurry.
Listen, Boy Scout. You keep quiet with that rising from the dead malarkey. It's not going to play well in this crowd.
Quiet as the tombs.
Good.
Hey, Jack. What if someone sees us? Ties us in with Cassim?
I'm hoping they won't recognize us with these robes on. Let's just act like a couple of nice, average Arab kids.
Oh, man. He looks pretty good, considering what they did to him.
He don't hardly look real.
He looks like a god.
A dead god.
They just keep moving. He was creepy enough when he was alive.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Myron Wenzel?
I go by Z-Van. But I'm not signing any autographs.
Supreme
right now.
Commander Leon Fortunato has requested that you see him before you leave.
He wants to see me?
Yes, and your whole party is welcome.
Okay, tell him we'd be delighted.
All right, palace entrance number 4. The receptionist is expecting you and she'll direct you from there. Good day.
See how that works? Hang with the big players, you get hooked up with more big players. Let's go.
If Fortunato recognizes me from my graduation speech, we're cooked.
That was almost 2 years ago. Besides, with that scruff you call a beard, you look completely different.
I hope you're right.
By the way, did you see that guy's forehead?
I'm trying not to make eye contact. Why?
It's probably nothing. Forget it.
Z-Van, I am so glad to see that the report of your death was a bit premature.
Too bad it's not going around, eh, Supreme Commander Fortunato, sir?
Please, this is no time to rest on titles. Call me Mr. Fortunato. It's less taxing.
Thank you. I I've been working on that song for the potentate's funeral.
Wonderful. And will you be able to perform it yourself tomorrow?
I wouldn't miss this opportunity for the world. Anything I can do, just ask.
So, these are your two rescuers, yes?
A pair of regular Boy Scouts, sir.
Having also experienced being buried during an earthquake, I know how much your efforts mean to Z-Van, and on behalf of the global community, I heartily thank you.
No need, sir.
The music of the Four Horsemen is not what I would normally choose to listen to, but Z-Van is a valuable asset to the global community.
Yeah, he's something, huh?
Your voice and your clothes, they do not match.
Yeah, I picked these up here. They're comfortable.
I see. I must say, your silent friend looks familiar.
You ever been to South Dakota?
Not yet. What have I missed?
Waldrug is kind of cool. Mount Rushmore is big.
This sounds fascinating. I'll have to make a point of visiting it someday. Until then, you have the deepest thanks of the global community.
You okay, Vic? You keep pacing.
I just need to check something.
Okay.
Hello?
Charlie, it's Vicky.
Vicky! They're here! They're here!
What on earth were you thinking?
I wanted to talk to Charlie!
We went over this. You talk to Charlie, you might as well stand on the roof and fire up a flare and yell, "Here we are!"
Ugh. You don't know that.
Well, odds are really good.
We need to help Charlie and the Murrays!
How? What are we gonna do? Drive back there and walk up to the GC, camped around their place?
That doesn't sound too smart.
Well, besides, they're probably not even there anymore.
So you think we should do nothing?
I think that we should use some common sense. Find out what's going on first.
What happened on the phone?
He was scared. He kept saying, "They're here, they're here." Then he dropped the phone or something. I didn't hear what happened after that.
So you don't know?
Not for sure.
But we know he's in some kind of trouble.
Yeah, and we need to help him if we can. But let's find out what's going on first.
How?
Oh, try Natalie. She might have an idea.
Yeah, and if she doesn't want to get caught, she may decide to help us.
You know, that's better than ignoring caution.
Try her first. It's a lot safer.
Ugh. All right. I'll wait, but not for long.
Yeah, that went well.
Kill me now, please.
Can't do it.
Why not?
Who'd kill me?
Come on, you two of all people should understand someone believing in something wholeheartedly.
So you think Carpathia and Jesus are pretty much the same?
Yeah, the verdict's still out with me. I work for Z-Van, but I don't quite understand his obsession.
I do. He don't like the thought of God. You can tell just by looking at him, he don't want nobody telling him what's right or wrong.
Yeah, he sure doesn't listen to me.
You don't exactly have the look.
Meaning?
Based on appearance, you're not too into this whole gothic sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing like Sinatra in there.
Yeah, not me. I'm just a good old boy from Oklahoma.
So do you think we're nuts?
Well, here's my question right now. If Carpathia does come back to life, what's bigger, your Bible predicting it, or Carpathia doing it?
Anything from Natalie?
No, I'm wiped. I'm going to bed soon.
Well, I can keep an eye on it for you if you want.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
Hey, I wanted to say I'm sorry for not sticking up for you before.
Yeah, well, Mark had a point. It wasn't the best idea I ever had.
No, he still shouldn't have chewed you out the way he did. Darian didn't help much either.
What do you expect? She's not going to disagree with Mark.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess I don't have much of a chance there, huh?
With Darian. Not at the moment.
Yeah. That was my read on the situation.
This is it! It's from Natalie!
No, what's it say?
Safe computer, new desk job, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. The Murray's farmhouse was destroyed, but everyone's safe. The GC put them under arrest, but I haven't found out where yet.
Yeah, good call, Mark.
I'll let you know when I find out more. With the backlash against believers we should expect any time, I think it's best to get them out as soon as possible.
She spelled believers wrong.
Also, the GC triangulated the call you made and are putting together a strike team. You better get on the road ASAP.
Nice. I love the oh-by-the-way tone of that.
Great. What do we do now?
Wake everyone up and start packing.
One world! One soul! One man, one heart, one world, one soul! United with a common
goal! Ready for me?
How you doing?
Hello?
You're a believer.
That's correct. I'd really like it if the entire global community didn't find out.
And a peacekeeper, too?
What can I say? We're everywhere. David Hussey.
Judd Thompson.
Judd Thompson? You're a bad boy, Judd. Your name keeps rolling across the security desk.
I was kind of hoping the GC would forget about that.
Oh, we're like elephants. You never forget anything. Unless, of course, you choose to forget.
What are you saying?
I'm saying there may be ways to introduce computational amnesia.
And I'm saying that could prove really helpful right now.
Good. I'll see what I can do as soon as I get back to my office. Meanwhile, you ought to lay low, my friend. The fireworks are about to start.
What was that you said about this place being perfect?
It was perfect.
Enough. Just get everything in.
I think we got what we brought.
All right, get in.
I can sit in back.
I'll get in back, too.
All right, everybody in?
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, come on, quit fooling around.
I'm not.
What's going on?
The car's not starting.
Is the battery dead?
Not yet, but it will be if you wind it down.
If we get it rolling, I could pop the clutch.
One of these days, I need to learn how to drive.
All right, we have to push it. Downhill works best.
There's a dirt path that goes off into the woods over there. Most of it's downhill.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Melinda and Janie, you guys are okay back there. It'll be too hard for you to hop back in anyway.
Okay.
All right, make sure you got the key turned on so you can steer.
What are you, Dean Jones? I know.
Hang on, listen.
You were saying?
I was saying, let's get out of here.
Push, you guys.
Okay, here it goes. Get in.
Ow! Are you okay?
Yeah, you.
I'm fine. I don't know. The car started.
We got company. Let's go.
Get down! Did they see us? I don't think so. They're going into the house.
But they're between us and the Suburban. What do we do?
Let's wait a minute, see what they do. Oh, this is all my fault. Mark's gonna kill me.
I won't let him.
Well, there's a lot of comfort, thanks.
Uh-oh, they're coming back out. Oh, no, they're going to burn our house.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. When they go back to the house, we're going to take their car.
What about the house?
There's nothing we can do. If anything, when they burn it down, it should keep them distracted. Ready?
I guess.
I'll drive.
Look out, they're coming back.
Get in here, quick.
Now, Vicky, I trust your leadership, but I don't think this was the best plan to come up with.
You mean the phone call? Or climbing in the trunk?
Take your pick.
Yeah. I'm beginning to agree with you.
Statue that once spewed dense black smoke and rumbled with the intensity of an earthquake is now silent. A small patch of light, almost like a spotlight, is shining on the potentate's glass coffin as the peak... Wait. My eyes must be playing tricks. No, there. It happened again. Or someone in there moving. Can we get a close-up of the body? Oh, okay, there. Zoom. Zoom in on his... If I'm not mistaken... Right there, did you see that? His hand moved.
Oh, boy.
Nikolai Carpathia's hand just...
That's it, folks.
Now his whole body.
Welcome to the Great Tribulation.
It can't be, but it is.
It's all downhill from here.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.